Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, they are playing into the hands of the globalists. They are. Folks, all these groups like the BLM and Antifa, outside of the fact that they're paid provocateurs, the modern-day brown shirts, the homosexual agenda, the Muslim infiltration of America, we need to understand they're all political battering rams to be used to upend the U.S. Constitution in the hands of those powers that are tolerated. I hope everybody understands this. And right now, I'm addressing the BLM. I'm addressing Antifa. I'm addressing the ACLU and the SPLC. You people are so blind, you don't understand that you're merely being used for a greater purpose. And history teaches us that you're the first ones, you useful idiots, to be lined up against the wall and shot. And you're lined up against the wall and shot because you can't be trusted. And why can't you be trusted? Because you already worked in the hands of the enemy that paid you to betray your own people, Luke 22:48. I mean, you got to think these things through. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I also wanted to tell you that this is also being brought up concerning the conversation that I had with a woman in Michigan over the last week that we were there. We did like five or six meetings, events in what, five, six days that we were there, and we had an opportunity to meet a lot of people and to reach a lot of people. So I want to bring firsthand experience to you first and foremost, because as a preacher, friends, I have no business bringing to you what it is that I don't have concerning testimony. A preacher's life, you live by the fire that you preach, and if you don't, you have no business preaching it. Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, respectively, that I dare not speak of those things that Christ Jesus has not wrought through me. So we want to stick to testimony, and that's exactly what I'll bring concerning they are playing into the hands of the globalists, because they in fact are. I mean, when you look at these globalist friends, and many people do look at them, and these useful idiots in government, and these useful idiots in the church, and these other subversive organizations in America, you can laugh at them all you want, but you need to understand that at the end of the day, you're the fool for putting up with them. Okay? So again, just so you understand, 1 Kings 13:33, put it up to what I just said. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you exactly who we are, what it is that we've done. Ask them, don't ask me, but we've been doing it for 23 years. Tons of referrals from people that have been there, that have received the power of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 4:20, the word of God is not in word, but it is in power. Well, that's exactly what they found out, that we find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. That is found in 1 Corinthians 2:5. When you get a moment, read it. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Also wanted to let you know, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go up to the top of the page, you will see Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe to Rumble on the right side there. We are rebuilding our pages that have been pulled down unlawfully by the likes of big tech companies who are working on the behalf of corruption, and we all know this. So, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page. By the way, you'll find 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies through the mainstream media and their useful idiots. And if you look to the right side, you'll find Tim Brown's morning show and my afternoon show. Subscribe to the page. Also, go over to my friend Michael Roach's page, beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We are up on the top left side of the page. The top left side of the page, you can watch the social media platforms if you so choose, beforeitsnews.com. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I just have a quick question for people in this country, okay? What's wrong with folks? How is it that everybody declares their love for a church sign said, God bless America? Yes, God bless America. Guess what, friends? God has blessed America. And it's time for the church in America, the 86th percentile, to stand up and bless him and bless themselves and their posterity by obeying the God that has blessed America. Hello, Psalm 33, verse 12. Read it when you get a moment. But what's wrong with people in this country when you're told by the powers that are tolerated, great or small, that you're not supposed to, you know, basically put your hand on your heart, take your hat off, and pledge allegiance? And I'm talking about to God in this country, to our flag. And I'm not talking about the federalized version of this. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Listen, this is how I look at it. Every time I see a boy come home and he's buried, he's got an American flag. By the way, if you look at it, it's three-pronged, right? Why is it three-pronged? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Just so you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's why there's three corners to that American flag. And just consider how many people fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny. And then you sit at home and you listen to someone say, we're not doing the national anthem today. Baloney! We're not doing the national anthem. We are going to do the national anthem. And by the way, that's exactly what happened. Go ahead and check this piece out, friends. This is great. This is absolutely... Americans stood up and defied the tyrants here in their own backyard. We need to do this all over this country, friends. This is how you do it. Someone tells me I'm not going to honor those that fought, bled, and died to give me the freedoms that I have today, they can go fly a kite. Furthermore, we should offer them a one-way ticket to the country of their choice and leave them there. I said one-way ticket. But praise God. This is what America is about. Defying tyranny. Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13. And keep in mind, friends, this is again what makes America great. When we stand and live for those that fought and have bled and have died for the freedoms in which we have. But again, I just wanted people to see. Got much to cover. We're going to keep teeing it up. I'm going to bring you over to another new appeaser. You might know his name. He is Tom Cotton. I'll highlight that in just a moment. And then I'm going to bring you over to Australia. And then I'm going to bring you over to Kumo. And then I'm going to bring you over to, well, people are starting to talk about the protests that are taking place in the millions across the globe. America, a little slow, but they finally got it. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, please do. I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we stay, you know, I hear a lot of people, especially the conservatives of the day, talking about how they're on the cutting edge. The cutting edge of what? These people drive the American people to the starting line. They do massive fundraisers. And then they retreat and find something else to bring them to the next starting line so they can retreat again. And it blows my mind that people haven't caught on to what's going on in this country. You guys all remember, let's go back over to Rand Paul just, what, a week and a half ago? He was grilling Fauci. Did you all know that he had his back up against the wall? He could have pushed that wall right back onto Fauci. Remember that? He said he was going to bring up criminal charges against Fauci for lying to Congress. Do you all remember this? And you can see in all sincerity, Fauci was visibly shaken. You know what Rand Paul did? Well, he pulled back. He didn't drop the charges. You know what he did do? He went to his emails and he did a massive campaign for a fundraiser. They all do it. They all do it. If you want to go to the last administration, folks, the money that Donald Trump raised off the American people is sick. And what did he do to deliver justice, which guards our freedoms? Absolutely nothing. You know, you hear me quite a bit talk about Trey Gowdy, the great American appeaser. He is. Where's the justice, Gowdy? What about Jason Chaffetz, man? He's another a great American appeaser. We all know this, right? They don't deliver justice. They just do fundraisers. Just pay attention to your email box. They talk big, they do fundraisers, and they deliver nothing because the American people haven't figured out the game yet. These are appeasers. They're put in place to appease the American people, period. Right? Jason Chaffetz, what does he do? Talks big, does a fundraiser. He doesn't bring forth justice. Huh. Well, you know, if we look at Article 6, Section 2, that is the law of the land, U.S. Constitution. It's called the Supremacy Clause. And when you think about that, that is the king under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's true. Put it up against Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that that is the king. Scripture is clear that when it tells us the king sitteth in judgment, he scattereth away evil. Are they scattering away evil by making an appeal to the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2, and enforcing it, Article 2, Section 4, and actually bringing it all the way through, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7? Absolutely not. You've all heard of Daryl Issa. Man, it's also interesting to know that he's one of the richest guys in Congress. They go in, they're broke, they make $174,000 a year. A couple years later, they're millionaires, multimillionaires. Have you figured this out yet, Americans? I mean, this is a lucrative business is what it's become. And instead of delivering justice, they deliver you the appeasements of conscience. Because what they're doing, in fact, is deceiving the people into getting you to believe that everybody can sit back and rest assured, I'm going to take care of this. Okay? So we have Daryl Issa, we have Jason Chaffetz, Trey Gowdy, we have Jim Jordan, who's embroiled in scandal right now, for those that didn't know, concerning pedophilia, concerning his last job at the college. These are extorted men, friends. They're extorted men to do what they're told, and that's what they do. When they begin to bring about justice and bring about real resolve, then you'll know, then and only then, do you have a real representative that will, in fact, do what he promised he would do by doing it. Okay? Well, guess what? We have Ted Cruz. He's another appeaser. That guy's a joke. I mean, that guy's terrible. I don't know how people are taken with some of these guys. But all of them are a joke. I mean, if there's anyone that was going to deceive the people, it would have probably been Trey Gowdy. But look at his fruit. What is it? Talk. Big talk. Nothing more. Nothing less. No justice. Hey, friends, no justice, no peace. And that's exactly what you're experiencing right now. Well, let's go to the new one. Here's Senator Tom Cotton. Hey, Tommy. Another extorted individual doing what he's told to do because he's trying to climb the political ladder. Nothing more and nothing less. Tom Cotton rebuked Biden. They're legitimizing his criminal administration, by the way, too, as well. Tom Cotton rebukes Biden nominee who called kids an environmental hazard. Cotton said, "What's wrong with these people? Every baby is a precious gift from God." Well, let me tell you something, Tommy. It's not legal to kill a baby. Did you stop that yet? Right? It's the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. And you're talking about the precious gift from God, which they are. Then why is it that 3,000 to 4,000 babies are actually being slaughtered in the womb while you and your buddies are out there trying to force the American people, which in fact you are, help pay for them in Planned Parenthood? You didn't stop that. But what is he doing? He's just trying to appease you. That's all he's doing. Senator Tom Cotton, rep from ARC, condemned President Joe Biden's nominee for the Bureau of Land Management for once describing children as an environmental hazard in her master's thesis supporting population control. That's what it is. In late April, Biden announced the nomination of the environmentalist Tracy Stone Manning to be the director of the BLM. In a post on Twitter Monday, Cotton posted a screenshot of an essay by Stone Manning that included a photo of a child in a field and asked the question, "Can you find the environmental hazard in this photo?" And here it is. Isn't he? If you're not on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. If not, I will narrate. Tom Cotton posted, "Biden's BLM nominee thinks a cute baby is actually an environmental hazard." Hey, Tom, is it against the law to kill in this country? Oh, it is. Okay, and then now we have a BLM nominee that says babies are a hazard, and you are equating that person to population control, which it is all about. 60 million babies have been murdered because guys like Tom Cotton and the rest of the appeasers fail to enforce the law against the criminals. Isn't that what's happening here? It's exactly what's happening here, friends. When are you going to come to the terms, friends, that these are appointed appeasers? Now, I'm not backhanding you, but it does get quite sickening, folks, when we continuously hear the conservatives talk about how these, you know, these bulls in Congress, these bulls in federal government and in state government. I mean, if anybody's going to get the job done, these guys are going to get the job done. Folks, don't be deceived. Okay? Don't be deceived. These people aren't doing their job. They're not upholding the laws. They're not enforcing the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. They're aiding the enemies, both foreign and domestic, by killing off our babies. You understand? And I lay that to the 330 million people as well that hear what I have to say even now. Got Dan calling in from Ohio. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How you doing? Great show. Hey, you know, I fight this battle every day. All of my friends are absolute Trump worshipers. And, you know, if you try to tell them about the funding of Planned Parenthood and, you know, Operation Warp Speed and all it is, well, you know, it's all 3D chess. It's all part of the plan. And I told you about Jordan before. The reason he didn't speak up after he spent 15 minutes going to Congress about that $1.9 trillion stimulus package, because Trump signed it. But he never complained after Trump signed it. But before then, he went off on that. But you're right. All they do is appease it. The Republican Party basically today tells you what the Democrats are going to do. And when they get in power, they do it, because
exactly.
They're going to sleep while they do it. And it's just frustrating. I mean, it's just so hard to wake people up. They're just in a trance. I mean,
well, you know what, Dan? It's our job to give them the facts. It's their job to respond. And if they fail to respond, then, well, they get to fall into the pit that they've allowed to be dug. And that is judgment, and that's where America is today. So it's not our job to shake them awake. The only thing we can give them, the truth of God's word, tell them the facts. And if they don't want to succumb to it, then, you know what, they're going to live a condemned life, number one, self-condemned life, and number two, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and they are going to face their judge on judgment day, regardless if they like it or not. And I'm thinking of Revelation 21, starting in verse 5, going to the end of the chapter, and that of Hebrews 9:27. Say on.
Well, yeah, I got one guy, and he's a friend of mine, and he's like, well, Trump did a good job. He exposed these people. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. I said, he didn't drain the swamp. He didn't do anything. And these people think what he did was good, and I just don't understand it. It's just beyond my realm of understanding that people are so blinded, and, you know, they have found their savior in Donald Trump, not Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh. I was just in Michigan, Dan, and I did an event with David Sheriff Clark, and he's 70% of what that guy had to say was good, but he is as conservative today as anybody can be. In other words, he's equal to that of yesterday's liberals. He called us a democracy. He's talking about all of his friends in Congress who are nothing but appointed controlled opposition. And then again, if you look at David Sheriff Clark, maybe you'll understand more as to why they feel safe bringing him up on television concerning CNN and Fox News, because he's not a threat to the establishment that everybody's sick and tired of. So I get to see firsthand, my friend, all across the country, and it's idolatry. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to announce Thursday, pending a policy review, that his administration will require federal employees to get vaccinated or be regularly tested for COVID-19. The move comes as Google announces it will require all workers coming to campus to be vaccinated, joining the number of public and private enterprises taking new precautions as a highly infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 sweeps the United States. Johns Hopkins University reporting on Tuesday just over 70,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 462 deaths from the virus. There's an agreement on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying they have worked out the major issues. Portman adding the bill is paid for, a vote expected later to begin debate on the bill. USA Radio News. The Honor Flight Network is announcing it will resume veterans flights to Washington, D.C. starting next month. The flights were stopped during the pandemic. A former member of the military is calling out woke ideology.
Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from a superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission. Because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, that's just crazy. Listen to all the misinformation. Folks, there's a new breakout concerning a new virus. Boy, isn't that coincidental? Due to the fact that a majority of the American people have said no to the vaccinations. Isn't that crazy how just out of nowhere, because now they need it, there's another breakout concerning the virus that they, by the way, can't prove. Right? And I'll tell you what, say if corruption in government, that listen, if they don't get the vaccines, we're going to go ahead and make sure we test them all the time so we can set them up for the fall. And hopefully the American people don't know by now that, you know, those tests are fraudulent and they're all manufactured concerning the results. I wonder if the American people know that. The government wants to know. Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness. Did you see this? This is just crazy. And I think you need to see this, too, just to show you how this works. Here comes this little mobster. By the way, this creep, Governor Cuomo, he's got both of his nipples pierced. He shows up at press conferences where he can see through his shirt. He's a pervert. And I'm not kidding you. He's a creep, to say the least. I want you to check this out because this is brand new, too. And this is interesting what he had to say, but I'd rather have you hear what he has to say again because that's what we like to do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is give it to you directly from the horse's mouth. Check this out.
And we have to get in those communities and we have to knock on those doors and we have to convince people and put them in a car and drive them and get that vaccine in their arm.
Oh, my goodness. Does that sound like forced compliance to you? Absolutely. You know, I had somebody text me earlier asking me the question, Bradley, what are those resources concerning those groups that are standing up against those that are trying to mandate vaccinations? Here, the proof of burden is upon them. The burden of proof is on them. Okay? However you want to say it. Where's the law? I'm going to give you the answer right now. There isn't one. I gave the response to this individual, my friend, when he asked the question. I said, you need to tell them to say no. Was that profound? Was that profound enough? I said, you tell them no. The burden of proof is on you. Produce the law. Okay? Number one. Number two, prove the virus. You can't do that. The opposite is true. That's why you're censoring all these doctors that are exposing this criminal conspiracy for what it is. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Jeremiah 11, 9. And this is the methods that they resort to. Listen again.
And we have to get in those communities.
Does this sound like American government to you, friends?
And we have to convince people and put them in a car and drive them and get that vaccine in their arm.
Whoa! My goodness. Sounds to me that enough people in this country are not convinced yet. Well, no question about it. 11% approval rating concerning their said representatives. And again, we do not have leaders in this country. Our leader is no king but King Jesus. Our forefathers made an appeal to heaven, and he's the one that answered. And keep in mind, if you know scripture, Matthew 10:34, before Jesus brings peace, he brings war. So let me say what a centurion said. During the time of the Romans and their reign, friends, you want peace? Prepare for war. That's where we're at today. We are under fire. I want to bring you over to this guy. This is pretty crazy. This guy, oh my goodness. I wonder if I shouldn't just read it. Right here, I'll show it to you on social media platforms, and I'll just read it. I don't know that we're going to understand him, but I'll do my best to go ahead and kick it off.
That with any vaccine, there are risk factors, and they're enumerated, and they're made available to people, and people make decisions about that.
Really? Okay.
Okay, so we can make decisions about that, but does that sound like what these prospective leaders across the world are doing today? No. They're using forced compliance measures, totalitarian methods, friends. They're telling you what you want to hear, but they're using totalitarian methods, and they're unlawful. They're creating this as they go, friends. Here, I'll just give it to you real quick because I'm not going to play a six-minute video here. The Australian Prime Minister just said, it's your fault if you took the vaccine and died. It's your fault. Did you hear this? See, it's double talk. That's what this is. Now, I also want to show you this. You know what? For the sake of time, hopefully we're on topic. I'm going to take Georgia from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey.
Hey.
You were talking about the blessings of America, you know, that we've been blessed. Yes, we've been blessed. In my opinion, we've been blessed, you know, with resources. We've been blessed with air, you know, just to be able to go where we want to go. That's
yeah.
The main thing.
Have you ever been, can I ask you something really quick, Georgia? Have you ever been in a grocery store before?
Yeah,
it's quite incredible to me because when I go in a grocery store, almost every single time I'm there, I thank God for the availability to make the choice to get almost anything under heaven concerning what it comes to bring nutrition to our bodies, because I am blown away that we have the access to such an amount of provision. The Bible says in his blessings and under his blessings that he will bless our coming ins and bless our going outs, and that he would give unto us the milk and the honey. That means in scripture the best of everything, and it's exactly what he's done. So I just wanted to add that, but go ahead.
We've been blessed, but how have we really been blessed? You know, like, I'm talking about our family, our children. Now, you know, I was raised by Christians and born-again Christians, and I knew the Bible growing up. You know, I knew right from wrong. But today, you know, you're taught in the Baptist church, I know, that Israel, you know, if you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed.
Uh-huh.
If you curse Israel, you're going to be cursed. So now it seems like we're being cursed. It seems like we're being cursed.
Yeah.
You know, I know this is judgment.
Yeah.
But look around. You know, how have we, you know, health.
Ma'am, Georgia, I'm tracking with you. I got to make this quick. I only have 1 hour. Here's the point. Where haven't you been blessed? And if you're not being blessed right now and you're being cursed, that falls to us, not the Lord. We're the ones that aren't responding. Yeah. Yeah.
I know that. I'm just saying, I'm putting that out there that, you know, have we really been blessed, though, in the areas? Okay, since I'm a 1969 model. So, you know, since then, it seems like I grew up with war on TV, which I did, you know. It's just been one thing right after the other. Now, the corporations have taken over the farms, you know.
In every area of life where we are being cursed right now, it's because people have left off their obligations before God. Period. For all the things that we are dealing with today, it is our own fault. Just hang on a second here. I have something coming to my aid right now. All miseries, I'm thinking of that of Noah Webster, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, and this is my answer. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts. That means that which God has entrusted us with contained in the Bibles.
Exactly. And we're not supposed to worship Israel.
No. As a matter of fact, when you hear these biblically illiterates talking about how, well, you better bless them and you better say good things and this, that, and keep in mind, Israel are the people, us. Not the geographic, and that's how ignorant these people have become. I mean, these are the same people that were talking about how Netanyahu is God's chosen, and it's like Netanyahu just got done getting impeached, kicked out of office by his own people that said he committed the act of treason against them because he wanted to use them as guinea pigs for these experimental injections. In people, yeah, they don't put two and two together. They selectively hear what they want to hear, Georgia, and that's the bottom line. For the sake of time, I got to keep moving here. Thank you for the call. I don't mean to be rude, but I hope I gave you your answer. 1-866-582-9933. I want to move over to this because I want you to see what's happening. People are starting to finally catch on to the fact that millions are protesting vaccine passports across Europe. Now, we've been talking about this for 3 months, friends. Americans are just now starting to catch on, and hopefully this fans the flame of the American people to understand what it is that the powers that are tolerated do not want to happen here, that you wake up. When the American people wake up and shut this down, it stops it in their prospective countries, too. Check this out. This is Ben Swan.
Mandatory vaccines, vaccine passports, and vaccines for kids in order to go back to school. I'm Ben Swan in Madrid, Spain, where just hours ago there was a massive protest here. Tens of thousands of people turning out and saying no to those vaccine passports. We're going to show you.
Do you hear about this in the mainstream media?
Not just here. We're talking about France. We're talking about Italy. We're talking about Greece. All across the continent, people are standing up and saying
look at this.
And yet the mainstream media, they're not going to cover this. We will. I'm Ben Swan. And this.
Okay, so folks, again, that's just a touch, but it's, again, people are starting to catch on. What we have here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com have been promulgating for months. People, we need to understand that, again, we're the responsible party here. I praise God that Ben Swan's picking up on it. I could go on concerning the nations that are protesting right now that he failed to mention. And then again, I only gave him about a minute and a half to go ahead and share his information. Don't have time to listen to the whole report, but it's great information. Folks, the world's up in arms in defiance.
concerning what's going on in their prospective countries. Americans, you the responsible party. Let me say this. To whom much has been given, much is required. You've been given the most. What are you doing with it? The world awaits your response. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We will be right back after this. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy, 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I want to show you this really quick. Welcome again back to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com with Bradley Dean. What you're not being told neither concerning what's going through the mainstream media is they're telling you the opposite of what's true here in America. But French police lay down shields, join 100,000 protesters marching against vaccine passports. What happens when they lose police control? Well, then they're in trouble, right? Also wanted to let you know, too, that in the L.A. County, they wanted to go ahead and highlight the fact that they're going to reinforce the mask mandate through the little subversive that's being recalled, namely Gavin Newsom there in California. Isn't it interesting to note that what we didn't catch wind of through the mainstream media is the fact that Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, I don't even know how to say it. It's French or something, right? Announced Friday that his office won't enforce new indoor mask mandate reinstated by health officials. Did you hear about that? I didn't think so. Do you understand, folks? The sheriff has a lot of power, friends. He can stop all of this junk. That's why it's important that you get to know your sheriffs as soon as you can. Now, listen, I got my friend Adam calling in. He was on Tim Brown's show the other day. And, boy, you pulled in, Adam. You pulled in the audience of that of an I don't want to say an auditorium, but an arena. You had about 64,000 people on that one outlet with Tim Brown the other day, and you guys knocked it out of the park. But thank you for calling in with such short notice. But what I wanted to bring up really quick, Adam, is the fact that you were there with Sheriff David Clark last, I believe it was Saturday. And can you just kind of share people as to what you witnessed? I'm not cutting anybody down, but I want people to understand what a real patriot is. And what I seen there was not a patriot standing up against the establishment that everybody's complaining about. Can you share with our listeners really quick, Adam, really quick, the experience that we had for the short amount of time that we had with him?
Yeah, well, I mean, really what we had was a celebrity sighting is what we had more than anything else. we had somebody that came in, and it's something that's happened repeatedly, and I've been frustrated by it because we've had a lot of different people from all over that have come into Michigan to speak at all of our different Patriot events. And some of the people are really good, and they come in and they speak with all the crowd, and they get to know people. They want to help build, you know, the community and a bond and you know, a connection with us there. Some people just come in and give us a rah-rah speech and go away. And maybe it's his personality. Maybe he's shy. Maybe there's something else. But it was frustrating to be isolated from all of us for the entire speakers beforehand, and then he was isolated in a room afterwards and was selective on who he wanted to see and speak to, and so it was kind of frustrating to see someone that should be there to truly be getting us on the ground up and fired up. But it's just the same rah-rah speeches that we can see now.
Yeah. So. Adam, didn't you find it rather contradictory to listen to Sheriff David Clark talk about how the representative that he was given the nod to in front of the people there in Michigan, that he needs to be a servant to the people, but yet he came in like a rock star, and then what he does is he disappears instead of hanging out and talking with the people that spent how many dollars to come and see him? He goes back and hides himself, takes a picture with the militia, and then he walks out with the militia. And I just thought it was craziness that we had a national sheriff being hailed as a hero by today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, because they're not paying attention to the details. He sits there and spends how many minutes telling everybody that Mike needs to be a servant to the people, and yet he plays the rock star on the way in and on the way out. And one more point. I thought it was crazy that we had a sheriff that had to have his little armed entourage walk him outside of the door. I thought, whoa! Yeah. Is everybody paying attention to this? But I did. I'll give you the last word. I got to finish my hot topic here of the day, my friend.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say for Michigan, thank you again for all that you've done and for coming out and speaking and, just bringing the word to the people that need to hear it here in Michigan. I know that we all enjoyed and appreciate you and all that you do at Sons of Liberty. And so just want to say thank you on that, all right?
Vice versa, Adam. We appreciate you and your wife, Bethany. You guys are a kick in the pants. And hopefully we're going to be joined at the hip pretty soon here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hopefully you're going to end up adding, too, as a contributor to the answers that the American people need. So that goes both ways, my friend. And, again, thank you for jumping on with such short notice. Now, what I need to do is I need to get over here really quick. And I hate doing it, but I have to do it because I've got so much to say and it's such a short amount of time. Black Lives Matters, think again. This last week I was in Michigan, and while preaching, I had a woman of color, a black woman, ask a question to me by starting off with, well, as a woman of color, and of course what she was trying to do right off the bat was to put herself in the position of a victim. So she lost right away with me. Now, I'm not smacking her down. I'm not condemning her. This is my experience, and I want to show you how I responded when I seen that. Okay? These are the minds of underachievers. They're not overcomers in Christ. They call themselves Christians, but they want to put themselves, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, as victims. Okay? It's unscriptural, just for the record. But when she started off with the question, she introduced herself as a woman of color, okay? And when I said, right when she said that, I stopped and I said, ma'am, I just wanted to let you know. Now, this is in front of this audience. I said, I just wanted to let you know that I'm a person of color also. And folks, you should have seen the people's eyes light up. Like, whoa, I never thought about that before. And I said back to this woman, white is a color too. And put that up against Acts 17:26. Now, I joined us at the hip with both of us, her and myself, when I said, listen, Jesus came into the world to save our souls, not our skin, and we all bleed the same color. Okay? Now, attempting to help her understand, I went on to tell her that black power is as dangerous as white power, because this is where she was leading the conversation. And I said back to her, when Black Lives Matter came into the conversation, I told her that BLM, which the ignorant think are well-intended people leading them up, is in fact set up to anger Americans towards the people that are leading up this fiend movement along with their supporters. Did you know that? This, in fact, is the reason Antifa is put out there and their followers, the likes of those that support the likes of ACLU, SPLC, other organizations, Black Lives Matters, folks, they're put up by the powers that are tolerated to incite anger concerning the massive amount of the people. They're also being used as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution. Yes, we know that, but most people concerning the 330 million people in this country do not want anybody attacking the U.S. Constitution, because they understand if those laws go, so do their freedoms. So I had to educate this lady that was trying to get everybody in the room to sympathize with her, that it wasn't going to work, and she wanted to bring up Black Lives Matters. I wanted her to understand the reason of Black Lives Matters, and I told her, ma'am, you need to understand those organizations are led up by subversives that America despises. So if you're following them and you're trying to prop them up, you need to understand that you're playing into the hands of the globalists. If people would begin to think things through here, friends, we wouldn't have to explain many of the things that we explain here. Hey, folks, there's going to be a day where the American people are going to continuously look at Black Lives Matters and their crimes, because what I'm here to tell you today, friends, is one of Miss Areta, who is now facing 15 years in prison with five felony charges against her, just happens to be a spokesperson for the BLM. Why do they keep putting up these baser sort? Why do they put up the Colin Kaepernicks? Hey, folks, why do they put up the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons and the Oprah Winfreys of the world, friends? Because they want you to get to the point where you're so sick and tired of them that you actually rise up against them and drop the law against their crimes. Because what, in fact, they are advocating, friends, is subversive to American government. They are subversive to American government, and people need to understand that these groups that are supporting these, hey, folks, it comes to the sodomite agenda, it comes to the Muslim infiltration. These groups, yeah, they may be used for a moment for their purpose, but at the end of the day, they're angering millions upon millions upon millions of people. So you better understand, and only you can answer the question, as to whose side are you on? Because if you're on the side of America, you better understand that God is on the side of America, and He established America through common law, the Mosaic Institution. And if that's the case, you better begin to judge righteously, John 7:24, with righteous judgment, who those that you allow, those that you have been conditioned to call leaders, you better understand if they are, in fact, really, truly representing the law, or if they are there to perverse, to add perversely, or to be subversive to American law. Because at the end of the day, lawful people aren't going to put up with your lawlessness. And again, I want you to consider that if you are in support of these groups, you better understand the powers that are tolerated are only using you for your own demise. We need to wake up to what's going on. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in just 23 hours. See ya!
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past.
Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.